What's going on, y'all? It's your main man, Brooklyn Black, and this is Pre-Game Radio off 52nd, excuse me, 5-2. 5-2, or 5-2, whatever, but we ain't cover that debate at a later date, or even maybe later on tonight. But, welcome to the show. We got a great show for y'all, and as y'all know, this is the Tyree Nichols episode, so we uncover some related stories and some other stuff, and you know how we do. We start off with some audio music, you know, get you guys in the mood and all that good shit. And while I further prepare and all that good shit, and we'll get back to it. This is Pre-Game Radio. And if you got new music, hit us up, pregameradio.net. Y'all know what it is, and we'll be right back. Yeah. Yeah.
So damn jealous, way too jealous. about to run your shit. I'm what your man prefers. Jelly, jelly. These bitches be jelly. These bitches envy. Always in a mix. Wanna steal my life. Damn, they so uptight. Jelly, jelly. Just be jelly.
Maybe I might kiss ya, maybe I might miss ya. Don't look for love here, don't want no nice dinners. You get high, take a flight with you. I'm the type to slide your thong to the left. I'm tryna get right with you. Come fuck with a real nigga. Send you to your man when I'm done. Let him deal with you.
I like the way you touch it on me. I like the way you move to the beat. I like the way you grind on me. I could tell by the
It's 4 a.m, the club about to close. So I whispered in the ear, can I go? I'm trying to leave with you. In the worst way, got me feeling thirsty. I ain't since she came inside the club with the Dolce Gabbana. Shit, that dress look painted on. I'm scheming, trying to find my way in, get my Damon on. I don't stand on top of couches, I'm a grown man. In the trance as your hips do a slow dance. I like your skin tone, ass hella thick. Chinky eyes confident, got her own shit. Keep your nails done, like French tips. Real classy when you drink, taking light sips. Down to earth, you don't fuck around with prissy bitches. Rather sit alone with self than hang around iffy bitches. I'm on your body, can I leave with you? Break night while I'm pleasing you.
The way you touching on me,
I like.
The way you move to the beat,
I like.
The way you grind on me, I could tell by the wine you a freak.
Is it you?
Tell me.
Is it you?
Tell me.
Is it you?
Tell me.
Is it you I'm leaving with? Is it you I'm creeping with?
The number that you want, the number that you want, the number. things I wish would look my way. I pray every day, every day. Another thing that won't be the same. Getting paid, getting paid. People won't have nothing to say. Better days. To win, yeah. Here it go again. Trying to figure out what I'm gonna pretend. Nah, never fake, never then. We'll never try to proceed then. Better days is what I want. Better days is not what I'm gonna front. Everybody's pointing fingers at me, trying to find out who is me. Yeah. You can try to tell me what I wanna do, but that never be me, you a fool. You will never know, cause there's better days. Yeah. Better days, better days. Things will never be the same. Oh, better days, better days, better days. Things will never be the same.
Yeah, man, I was definitely feeling that Bossy V, you know. But let's get into the matter of why we here tonight, right? The Tyree Nichols episode. Who's Tyree Nichols? This is a young man who was pulled over in Memphis, Tennessee. Yeah. And five officers, and they weren't white, black officers, beat this young man to death. He died 3 days later in the hospital. And the body cam footage of said encounter is set to be released today. So, let's get into this caper, see how it goes down, and all that good shit, alright? Here we go. After five police officers are charged with the murder of Tyree Nichols, Nichols was pulled over by officers on January 7th and died shortly after the encounter. Let me make sure I got right, because, you know, down in Memphis, they be having some crazy-ass names. But the fight officers are Tadarius Bean, Demetrius Haley, Emmett Martin III, Desmond Mills Jr., and Justin Smith. Oh, that's not that bad. They are all in Shelby County Jail for participating in the incident leading to Nichols' death. It's just shameful how this is going on, and it's really... You can't say black on black crime, because guess what that is? Crime, you fucking idiot. But anyway, it's a shame when it's five black officers and then one black man who apparently is minding his own business and he dies. But anyway, let's get into it. The Memphis Daily News notes that Martin, Smith, and Bean received charges of second-degree murder, three counts of official misconduct, two counts of aggravated kidnapping, Wow. And one count of acting in concert to commit aggravated assault. Mills and Haley, who also received second-degree murder charges, along with two counts of official misconduct, two counts of aggravated kidnapping, one count of official oppression, and one count of acting in concert to commit aggravated assault. And I quote, the breadth and depth of the charges announced of today speaks of speaks to deliberate and thorough investigation this case has received. Tennessee Bureau of Investigation Director David Rouse said, and our work is not yet finished. We continue to pray and pursue every lead. Justice demands it. Now, it's great that Memphis, y'all, Memphis, Tennessee, in the South, they are so proactive in actually investigating and coming to conclusion what happened, who did what, and whatever, and that's great. But how come no other place in the South does that when a white cop kills a black man? It takes months, years, decades even for the family to get some type of resolution. We already know. But anyway, the video of the incident is set to be released today. Ahead of the release, USA Today, yo, I tell you, these guys be on it. You think my people here pre-game be giving me a scoop? USA Today ain't on it. They note that President Joe Biden has called for peaceful protests in advance, while the city of Memphis has called off all after-school activities. Also, here in New York City, our esteemed Mayor Eric Adams has also called for peaceful protests and peaceful rallies and all that stuff in the name of Tyree Nichols. After the traffic stop, Nichols was hospitalized in critical condition, ultimately dying 3 days later. The Nichols family and their representative attorneys have seen parts of the footage detailing Nichols was beaten by arresting officers for several minutes. Speaking at a candlelight vigil, Nichols' mother, Roe Vaughn Wells, warned what was to come and asked for peace. And I quote, I don't want us burning up our city, tearing up the streets, because that's not what my son stood for, she said. Also, end quote, if you guys are here for me and Tyree, then you'll protest peacefully. You can get your point across, but we don't need to tear up our cities, people, because we have to live in them. End quote. I've been saying that ever since, like, the other protests and stuff that went, that one protest when the city went on fire and motherfuckers was breaking up Broadway and Flatbush and Fulton Street and ain't doing but make the shit bad for us. Shit. All the white people bought up their shit. Apple Store bought up their shit with the quickness. But all our shit was fucked up and we had to, you know, live in it. And that's exactly what she's saying. So come on, you know, let's do this right, you know. One time for the brother. And we'll be right back. This is Free Game Radio. You guys be cool and all that.
Yeah, we need to run up this motherfucking bag.
Yeah, yeah.
Bags.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Busy counting M's, no time for little friends. Need a grown ass man with a grown ass plan. Wanna count dividends in a tricked out Benz. Tryna leave a legacy, drop these gems. Got a weak bitch scared of me, I'm out your lens. Yeah, bitch, you should be, your bitch is intense. Retired from bagging, I've got me bragging, what's next? Ain't here for the moment, I'm here for these checks. I just wanna run a bag up. No cap, don't add us. Remember when I had the bag up? Now I'm cooling on a tour bus. Had to go and get my racks up. Now they late playing catch up. Wanna hate but don't add up. Coolie swing on a bag up. Let's get it like
chasing at the M's, creme de la creme. Breaking down the weed, no sticks, no stems. Call me Slick Slim, big stepper, no Tim. When I pull up to the scene, it's a movie, no film. Get into the chip, shit, my flavor still saucy. This loud I'm blowing on, look, you gotta pull it soft. Get money, shit, I'm getting to the paper like an offer. Way too fly, hater sicker, got him nauseous. Used to bag it up, now I'm running up a bag. Pockets heavy on the hundreds, that shit make my pants sad. They going out bad, nigga mad, they name drag. For the blue strips, I see Randall.
I just wanna run a bag up. No cap, don't at us. Remember when I had the bag up? Now I'm cooling on a tour bus. Had to go and get my racks up. Now they late playing catch up. Wanna hit but don't add up. Swing on a back up. Let's go, let's get it like.
Trying to meet these ends, stack it just to spin. These haters can't contend, so I'm real, no pretend. I'm a hustler, everything for selling, just depends. Trying to get the win, I be focused with no lens. Scoping out the M's, I be running to them. Bags of the weed, bags of cash, I'm running through them. Kush blessed, back to back, it's a shame how I blew them. How I do them, call me DJ, how I screw them. I used to bag it up, now I'm running up a bag. Had the scale, had the sandwich bags, they were glad. These niggas, they be capping, real good actors, call them Brad. If they throwin' shade, I'ma catch it.
I just wanna run a bag up. No cap, don't at us. Remember when I had the bag up? Now I'm coolin' on a tour bus. Had to go and get my racks up. Now they late playing catch up. Wanna hate but don't add up. Coolie swing on a bag up. Let's go, let's get it like.
All right, listen, we got a lot of cars today. I'm gonna need at least 3 cars done by 6 o'clock, all right? Yeah, neon, right here. Tie-dye, this car right here.
My name is Mandy.
That car, there. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's still talking. Oh man, it's still talking. Man, who work harder than me? Come on, man. I've been working all day. Hustle, I'm just trying to get paid. You be at the crib still broke.
Say what?
I cannot relate to a lane.
No, sir.
I've been working all night. Non-stop like a straight flight. Count it up, get the bread right.
Come again?
I said count it up, get the bread right.
Let's go.
Ha, sicker than your average. Been a different breed and it turned me to a savage. Shorty hit my line talking about she gotta have it. We be at the crib putting mileage on a mattress. Couple hours and I'm back to beast mode. I ain't got it, I'ma get it, they know that's the X code. It's my motto when I live it, wear it like a dress code. Yeah, niggas spitting heaters, I don't even dress code. I be getting busy, blaming all my energy. Niggas looking silly, praying for my enemies. Pour a little Henny, man, what's gotten into me? Niggas think I'm Teddy, till I turn grizzly. Who you talking to? Bet I shake the room. Stones run my neck like my body in a tomb. Work like a dog, move like a king. Ben had my spot, I'ma need you kiss the ring. I've been working all day. Hustle, I'm just trying to get paid. You be at the crib still broke.
Say what?
I cannot relate to a lane.
No, sir.
I've been working all night. Non-stop like a straight flight. Count it up, get the bread right.
Come again?
I said count it up, get the bread right.
Let's go.
I hear you talking big shit.
What?
It's all jokes till I pull up where you live. Going hard for a house on the hill. You gon' need a GPS just to pull up to the crib. For real, I be all about the moves. Living in the moment, how to make my own rules. Niggas try to flex with their chest, Terry Crews. Shitting on you niggas, but I'm never number 2. Homie, play it cool, you don't want me riled up. I just want a marble table with the money piled up. I just wanna break bread with the cats that I starve with. Wanna hit the mall with the same dogs I'm all with. Wanna buy cars with something like a starship. Hate to see the whip from outside and get car sick. Nigga, living proof, you ain't gotta sell your soul. I'll be here forever. Still wanting more, that's how it go. I've been working all day. Hustle, I'm just trying to get paid. You be at the crib still broke.
Say what?
I cannot relate to a lane.
No, sir.
I've been working all night. Non-stop like a straight flight. Count it up, get the bread right.
Come again?
I said count it up, get the bread right.
Let's go.
Shout out to Exile for working, man. That's the joint, working, you know. Working all day. But anyway, yo, Venus and Serena's pops is in the news once again, claiming he's been duped. He's been duped. She took his money and ran off on him. Let's see how the caper went down, shall we? Let's get into it. I probably should have got a better picture because they just look sketchy as fuck right there, don't they? Damn, Jesus Christ. Jeez, why did they look like that? Oh, jeez. Oh, that's great. So, so pretty much, Richard Williams here is trying to sue his ex-wife, name I believe is Lakeitha, because she says she took his car, his Palm Beach house, and countless amounts of money, and him and his older son, Richard Williams Jr., or I guess RJ, is, you know, they're really trying to dispute the shit, and they're trying to get her to give it all back, because she is definitely right now pushing that whip, living in that house, you know, so... Yeah, that's just what it is. But that was a quick little snippet. I think I just wanted to tell y'all because it just seemed funny as fuck. Like, the sugar daddy got, you know? And since they shared a kid, like, that's forever. Like, unless he put her in jail or some shit, that's just what it is. But I don't think she's just going to give it back. You know, but, hey, that's just me. And this is pregame radio. And, oh, ladies and gentlemen, I am ecstatic. We are counting the ballots for Artist of the Year and Video Director of the Year. And I just really gotta say to everyone who participated, who voted, thank you. Those who voted once a day, every day, thank you so much. Those who cheated, come on, son, but I got to fix it for that ass. But anyway, thank you, thank you, thank you. I will be announcing your top 10, with number one being Artist of the Year, of course, on Friday, February 17th. Once again, Friday, February 17th. Mark it down. Do what you got to do. Don't worry, I'll be reminding you until, but... Friday, February 17th, I will be announcing the top 10, which is the Artist of the Year at number 1, and our Video Director of the Year. So, get on it, and all that good shit. Alright, let me give y'all another story. Our homie Consequence, y'all remember him from Love Hip Hop and Kanye's camp, got into a Joe Budden. And his wife, Jen DePen, she was contemplating becoming Muslim, and she did anyway, but, you know, but anyway. I know, I you know, I try to get pictures that do the people justice, you know? So, let's see how this cable went down. Let's get into it. Consequence isn't feeling Pusha T, distancing himself from Ye. And his quote is, I'm disgusted. But that ass, like, how his stick, all disgusted. But, because he got them extra, never mind. But, Consequence has heard Pusha T's reasons for distancing himself from Kanye West, and he isn't feeling it. In fact, he stated he is disgusted with the It's Almost Dry rapper. Pusha T's time as president and a member of Good Music is over. Speaking with XXL, King Push revealed that he decided to distance himself from Ye following an anti-Semitic rant and remarks. Okay. Pusha T, Because, is it because, are you in fact, I just want to know, because for some reason we do have people of color who are Orthodox Jewish. Are you one of them? Then I don't understand why you would be, anyway. And I quote, and we're going back to consequence now. And I quote, if you ain't with it, you ain't down, and I ain't with it. I'm not budging on that. And I'm not with it. I heard about this new stuff on InfoWars. I don't know. It's something that just sort of tells me he's not well. At the same time, I will say that it's going to places where there's nowhere to move around it. End quote. Pusha T has stated he hasn't spoken to Ye recently, citing their last conversation was when he was on tour. Okay. Now, did y'all see Kanye on InfoWars? Did you see him on Drink Champs? Yeah. That press tour there, it was kind of crazy. But, matter of fact, we're not going to get to my opinion on that. Back to the story. Once again, I quote, I just express myself. I expressed myself to him a lot. He expressed his thoughts to me, and he got off the phone saying, thank you. I know you don't agree with me, but you never kill me in the public. And some people can't wait to do that. End quote. So he's saying, Kanye saying to Push that, you know, Push had never killed him in public, which is true. You know, he didn't, you know, join a fuck Kanye tour, none of that stuff. You know, he just distance himself for the whole situation. And you can't really, you know. But then consequence makes a visit to the Art of Dialogue. Why don't nobody just pop up to a pregame or call in on the Zoom or some shit and tell me, hey, I got some show and say, let me do it on your show. You know, shit. Pregame, we in the streets. They know it's in the street. We valid. Art of Dialogue. Anyway. Big shout out to the fellas over there. And consequence said, you should never abandon family. Also true. So, let's start again. And I quote, family is a word that gets thrown around a lot, loosely. End quote. Consequence begins in a clip exclusively obtained. Yeah, but I ain't gonna show y'all. But also I quote, and I could actually say that Kanye is my family, right? We're not blood relatives, but that's my family. We've done more things and had more interactions mutually than we have with our own family. When I see something like that, I'm conflicted. I'm disgusted because of the multitude of reasons, and they aren't all directed at Pusha T. I get it, but it smells like a quick bid for like clout, because ain't nobody asked consequence shit. Ain't nobody asked you shit. Like, I get that's how you feel, because Kanye is your family. Y'all niggas are family. I get it. But nobody asked you. You decided to go to these other people's the Art of Dialogue podcast and give dialogue. When's your new album dropping? But he added, good music is something that I helped build with my bare hands. It wasn't nothing. Whatever the narrative was at Rockefeller, at the end of the day, a lot of it was on my back. Kanye eventually propelled to stardom, so whatever we did worked. My equity is in his career and in the label. So that's where I'm discussing with somebody who wasn't there from the start. When Ye was in the situation he told himself into, he got to be responsible for that 100%. But we're not going to stick together? End quote. Like I said, ain't nobody asked you, consequence. Nobody asked you. Sheesh. We'll be right back, man. After that, hip-hop history. You already know how it is.
Yo, Y no te imaginas todo lo que duele. Que pongan Rui pide que Itan nivele. Porque era nuestro tema, mi amor. Y yo ya no tengo quien me consuele. Que en la noche en mi mente desvelé. Ahora solo me queda el dolor. Y es que sin ti, sin ti, sin ti, ya no soy el mismo, lo sabía. Que iba a ser mía, era la profecía. Pero eran puras mentiras. Y es que sin ti, sin ti, sin ti, ya no soy el mismo, lo sabía. Que iba a ser mía, era la profecía. Pero eran puras mentiras. Y no te logro superar. Pasan los días y todo sigue igual. Llegan miles y no te igualan. Dime cómo asimilar que tú ya no volverás. Que lejos te quedarás. Que con otro tú estás. Que en tu vida no soy nada. Yo prendo un fil y te pienso. Perdón por ser intenso, pero yo quería algo extenso. Pero por mis celos y mi toxicidad te perdí, rayos, que menso. Te amo, te amo. Y te amaré por mucho tiempo. Te extraño, te extraño. Y tú me extrañas por dentro. Y es que sin ti, sin ti, sin ti, ya no soy el mismo, lo sabía. Que iba a ser mía, era la profecía. Pero eran puras mentiras. Y es que sin ti, sin ti, sin ti, ya no soy el mismo, lo sabía. Que iba a ser mía, era la profecía. Pero eran puras mentiras. Y no te imaginas todo lo que duele. Que pongan Rui pide que Itan nivele. Porque era nuestro tema, mi amor. Na, 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 na. Guerra, Protamu.
Yeah, that was Dolly Tyson. So, let me hit y'all with some hip-hop history. Because I be seeing, like, time be flying, when, you know, when we be rocking. So, check it out. Let's do this. 19 years ago today, Twista released his fourth studio album titled Kamikaze. You know, and this where you got that joint, the Slow Jams with Jamie Foxx and all that good shit. Y'all remember that, right? I know y'all do. Don't front like y'all don't remember that. Alright? But that's what happened 19 years ago today. Shout out to Twista for giving us this piece of hip-hop history. And I love this beat, man. Oh, man. But yeah, that was great. And also in... I guess... Not I guess, but deadass in... No. In sadder news. We send our condolences to the family, friends, supporters of Randy Gonzalez. Famous for the infamous Inky Boys with his... younger son, Bryce. He passed this week from colon cancer. Randy Gonzalez, who gained stardom alongside his 6-year-old son Bryce, announced in April 2022 that he was diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer. Excuse me. Randy Gonzalez, the father of the popular TikTok duo Inky Boys, has died following a battle with colon cancer. He was 35. People. 35. The star died Wednesday morning in hospice. As first reported, his brother later confirmed the news on Instagram, writing, "My brother, may you rest in peace. I love you always and forever." End quote. Randy became a viral star on TikTok alongside his 6-year-old son, Bryce Gonzalez. The two are known for their funny lip-syncing videos and family dynamic before Bryce landed a role on the NBC sitcom Lopez vs. Lopez with George Lopez. On Thursday, Lopez sent his condolences to Randy's loved one on Instagram, writing, and I quote, "My sincerest condolences to the Bryce and the entire Gonzalez family. The love and the bond Randy had for his son and his family is undeniable. You can see it in every video." End quote. He will be missed but never forgotten, the actor said. "My heart goes out to the entire family. Dios te bendiga." End quote. Yes, yeah, see, you know, I know some Spanish. But once again, rest in peace to Randy Gonzalez and condolences to Bryce and the Gonzalez family and everyone who knows and loves him, man. And look, take care of yourselves, man. Get your screenings and all that once you become old enough to do so, you know? And get a doctor, yo. Get insurance. It's free as fuck right now. Go do that. Wow. That was kind of somber. So, I'm going to pick it up with some more music. And this is when that cheers me up. So, here we go.
Yeah. Who do you think you are?
I'm Battle Bear. Get to know me. Know me. Know me.
Money.
It keep me right. I got a step. I'm taking flight. I be outside. I'm living life. If you do like me, you in love. Life. Can't free. Battle bear. Get to know me. Can't free. Battle bear. Get to know me. Oh. I'm can't free.
What?
I'm battle bear. Get to know me.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm can't free.
What?
I'm battle bear. Get to know me.
Of her figure swirls within your head. Now you start to sweat. You feel that pounding deep within your chest. You lose control. Oh, this woman, she has stole your soul. Don't believe your eyes, because you know that love is blind. All you can do is reach your hand out, yeah, knowing she ain't even there. She ain't even yours. She was never even mine. Mirage in a red dress, gone in the blink of an eye. Jumping one man to the next, someone makes you feel that you're special. Oh, lonely nights, reminiscent of her by your side. Now you close your eyes and imagine holding her so tight. You catch a whiff of her fragrance through your window.
Dog, that is my shit, man. And the video, shout out to Asia Golden, man. But as you can see, we have come to the end of this episode. So, you know what I mean? Thank you for rocking with me. Thank you for the shares. Thank you for the likes. And thank you for just being here. All right? Don't forget, I'll be back tomorrow. Oh, we have a surprise for y'all. There is a bonus episode titled Be Humbled, premiering soon. I know the season's over, but we got one more to do for y'all, and we're going to present it. So, boom. All right? So, keep it locked. Stay tuned, and we'll give you the date and all that good shit. All right? Damn, I don't want to leave yet, but I got you. So, in closing, fellas, don't be a fool. Wrap your tool. Ladies, don't fall for the scam. Protect your clam. Arrive alive. Don't drink and drive. And, of course, a bruised ego beats bruised ribs any day. You guys be cool, alright? Once again, thank you for rocking. Thank you for telling all your friends about me, alright? And I'll see y'all tomorrow. We'll talk some more shit and all that other good stuff. But until then, peace.
Mr. Joplin Magnetic, you are being held on a $1 million bond. At this time, you may use the phones. Quarters adjourned. Quarters adjourned. Quarters adjourned. Quarters adjourned.
Pressure and punishment. Traumatizing children when I kill you in front of them. Cumberland, Maryland, where the body was buried. Visionary of the hopper, Cooper, not Terry. Levels of concentration when it comes to the guns and shit. Bloody woods and standoff with the federal government. Jail to prison and halfway houses, shelters to basements. To the condominium, cut your face with Occam's razor. Their corporation was facing charges of espionage. Magazine is standing on a rod of sexy to guard. Hard as the right direction with hand weapon products. Bitch niggas rather see me working part-time at Starbucks. Off the ships are sailing from the pen, I rode in dolphins. Saw through your feeble-minded extortion. Large proportion of people struggle come with psychological components. Mine with illegal Mountain Eagle pistol ownership. Time-consuming, I apply pressure and punishment. Traumatizing children when I kill you in front of them. Cumberland, Maryland, where the body was buried. Visionary of the Hopper Cooper, not Terry. Legendary lyrics of creative nonfiction. Rifle with the dust covered and forward assistance. Spectacular RGM hosting a staff event. Alamo County niggas saw me studying pathogens. The unsanctioned hit was beneficial with harmony. Started regulating niggas, thought I was Wanji. Science of the 40 calibration of education. Brand new way to ride inside a mold of plastic casing. Peace to the five, it's a nation forever and ever. Got them about it, they want you put punches together. Desert Eagle flew over the 14 million landscape. SR-40C handled present in my handshake. Flat as a pancake, muscles in my stomach. Told you once before, a righteous death was all I wanted. I confronted beings who's regarded as horrific. Applying living mathematics to pistol ballistics. Lyrics are highly concentrated and I'm in tune with plants, birds, insects, animals and humans. Being weird is merely the nature of being human. During the Spence Jr. fight, Ugas got ruined. Time consuming, I apply pressure and punishment. Traumatizing children when I kill you in front of them. Cumberland, Maryland, where the body was buried. Visionary of the Hopper Cooper, not Terry. Time consuming, I apply pressure and punishment. Traumatizing children when I kill you in front of them. Cumberland, Maryland, where the body was buried. Visionary of the Hopper Cooper, not Terry. Time consuming, I apply pressure and punishment.
Nah, bro.
Nah, man, that's that Night and Day shit. That's that Albie Shaw right there.
Oh, my God.
Again, that's that Chico DeBarge
right
there.
Chico DeBarge, man. What's up, man? I need something a little darker, man. I need that Wesley Snipes, bro. You know what I mean? I need that Black Lives Matter front, too. Yeah, that's nice. What I'm talking about, son.
Nice.
Yeah, this
gonna
is
get
it.
In some trouble with that.
Yeah, boy. Huh? Black. Get rid of this light skin shit, man. You know what I mean? Put that, get that shit a tan or something, man. Get out of here.
Shit. Big boy, big boy. You already know, man. Let's get into it.
Smoke in my hand, yak in my cup. Couple of goons hopping out the back of the truck.
Come on,
I'm from the dirt, nigga, we don't give a fuck. When worse come to worse, nigga, we gon' lift it up. Lift it up,
lift it up.
We gon' lift it up, lift it up,
lift it up.
We gon' lift it up, lift it up,
lift it up.
We gon' lift it up, lift it up,
lift it up.
Don't play the evils, then be an angel in this war. You think you held net when that strap hit your jaw. We all floored like a high rise with skyscraping. Getting top cake like the bride and groom. Travel timeless, you can never clock my moves. Work low, then I read like a roster dude. Don't get your head cracked, bro, won't be daylight. So when you see your noodles hanging, that's a pasta noose. High pursuit, we chasing the cash. Don't play in fear, but lot of arm raising like you're hailing a cab. And it's trash what y'all dumping. You could talk mad till you blue in the face. You still whack, that's 100. I still had niggas back even when they fronted. Seen some with sun hats that wouldn't buck it. And nah, you ain't bugging. Be cautious in the field, cause Sam is passed down like it's written in the will. Let's go.
Smoke in my hand, yak in my cup. Couple of goons hopping out the back of the truck.
Come on,
I'm from the dirt, nigga, we don't give a fuck. When worse come to worse, nigga, we gon' lift it up. Lift it up,
lift it up.
We gon' lift it up, lift it up.
Lift it up.
We gon' lift it up, lift it up,
lift it up.
We gon' lift it up, lift it up,
lift it up.
These niggas living vicarious lethal means. I'm carrying a machine with wild kickback, but it get more clarity with the beam. Knock out everything, your bladder is in between. Everything horizontal and lateral to your spleen. Niggas know how I give it up, these hoes don't play with me either. This 38 lift you up like a motivational speaker, it seems. Ever since the king linked up with the lifers they hating. Like I will hog spit in your face and invite you to Nathan's. You're wasting your own time doing cyphers with wastement. Be forever in the day for you find a replacement. My found foundation is built from a mold you can't find in your basement. My opposition, John Doe, and if not, he a patient. Stop with the games, I'm not for the lame shit. Pocket rocket on me, but the shotty is Lakeland. Fire arm in your mouth to blow out your brain with. Now that's what the fuck I call body language. Lift it up.
Smoke in my hand, yak in my cup. Couple of goons hopping out the back of the truck.
Come on,
I'm from the dirt, nigga, we don't give a fuck. When worse come to worse, nigga, we gon' lift it up. Lift it up,
lift it up.
We gon' lift it up, lift it up,
lift it up.
We gon' lift it up, lift it up,
lift it up.
We gon' lift it up, lift it up,
lift it up.
We gon' lift it up.
Smoke rag crack.
All right, Mary Scary.
Ow. Cause I'm a
Scary J Blige.
I want
no
you to
Pahontas.
Do something.
No Pahontas.
Pahontas.
Cocahontas.
Lift it up. Yep. Bitch, stick it up. I tell the whole industry, suck my dick. Lick the nuts. Hey, yo, Rim. Hand me the grip. Get lit as fuck. You wipe that fucking gun to the me. That bitch is slut.
What a slut.
Yup. Oh my goodness. Yep. Thump you out. Then I'll take your bitch to footprints.
Whatever you want, man.
Live from the bottom of Tony Brooklyn. Allen. Big gorilla. Probably smacked your man in the bookings.
Hold that pussy.
Now go lay your ass under the bench. I take what I want. Yep. Nah, we don't pay for respect.
We don't do that.
I've been nice since tapes and cassettes. Told shorty I'm only fucking a face and a neck.
Take that, take that, take that.
Give a fuck about plan B. Yep. I'm on the block spraying fentanyl in the damn weed.
All over that shit.
I'm just something that you can't beat.
Tell
I'll shoot your motherfucking mother like Bambi.
Smoke in my hand, yak in my cup. Couple of goons hopping out the back of the truck.
Come on.